And then people will, you know, think Jackboot is straight. Or Jackboot gets all the poo-swow.
I'm bringing it down immediately. It's just starting low. Hello, Ava. We'll call you Ava, old school style. Or is it all back right. to Eva, your actual name?
Yeah, it's back to Eva.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God. You have no idea how done I was with saying Ava. Anytime you said, it's Ava. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, but you did it.
I did, of course. You're
yeah,
a friend. I'd
you complied. You complied.
Yeah. It's like someone saying, hey, do I look bad? You're like, nah.
No, you look great, Miss G.
Yeah, exactly. You carry it so well. All right, folks, it's Papa's Basement. I apologize. I've been off for about 3 weeks. Nothing happened to me. I'm alive and well, tragically.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes and no. It's been snowing a lot. I mean, you're not dumb. Everyone who listens to this show, I've done studies. Average income of over $150,000, all with advanced graduate degrees. I made all of that up.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, you're not stupid. You can look out your window and see snow. And you know what it is, too. You're not like, the angels are crying. You know what's going on.
It's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah. I actually watched that once.
Oh, my mom loves that movie.
Whoa. Oh, Pamela. So, yeah, it's been snowy as hell, and the station is a governmental agency that I record in.
Oh.
I don't just do something on my dining room table. I actually record in a studio, a public access studio, and if it snows, they want off. And boy, did they take off. So it's been almost, God, we're about to hit 2 weeks since I recorded.
Okay.
And if there's one thing I know from all my time doing this show, 1 week off makes for a disastrous episode back. Disastrous. 2 weeks off? I don't think I've done 2 weeks off. I don't know how I'm speaking correctly right now.
Well, your five fans are probably pretty pissed.
Oh, God. The holy pentity.
The holy pentity.
But yeah, Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Joined today by the vivacious Eva. Are we giving your last name, Eva?
Sure.
Eva Crickshin, longtime family friend. Not to make this sound too creepy, I've known Eva since she was like six.
Yes.
And in the 6 years since I met you, you've grown into a lovely young lady. No, Eva is not 12.
I'm 15. All right.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. There are several states.
Yeah.
Several states where she is legal tender.
Yeah. No, we've been friends a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Elaborate as I punch up a video I forgot I needed to get. Come on.
Mr. Papa Giorgio and my brother were in the gifted and talented classes.
Yes.
You know, for the smarty kids. And him and my bro were very good friends, along with Mr.
Patsicone
and Howard.
Yeah, Howard, who hasn't been on the show in a while.
He has not, but they were all, you know, in the smart classes, and Will, who you've heard from before, and John, and Maria, and...
We're done.
Oh, we're done. We're done.
I got what I needed.
He got what he needed.
All right, so we got a full show. Again, this is like when you're on vacation with a bunch of guys, and none of you get laid, but you didn't get to jerk off either.
Because you're all in the same hotel room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just pretend I didn't jerk off. And I think everyone else does, too. Because, like, I'll do it for, like, 2 days. And then by day three, I'm like, F this ass. And I'll, oh, by the way, we should keep it clean.
Yes.
In terms of actual seven deadlies.
Okay.
You know, as I get back to my jerk off tale.
Right.
But, yeah, always by day three, like, I'm just sweating bullets. Like, I look like I'm being interrogated in Gitmo. Like, just, I'm pale. Oh, it's bad. Rivers of sweat. I'm in a wife beater that's just yellow for some reason at this point. And
you
like,
do the 30-minute shower.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
30.
30.
You flatter me, friend.
Yeah. Five. Yeah.
Yes. Give me seven.
Yeah.
4-minute shower. Yeah. And then you walk out, and after the trip, you're like, oh, thank God I can get home to where I can take care of this business. And I was like, oh, yeah, we haven't done it either. Same way you talk with your college roommates. It's like, remember how we went to college and didn't jack off for three? No, I did it nightly. I just wore loose shorts in front of my computer and waited for my roommates to sleep. And then just jacked it against my leg. I have roommates that must have seen things. that must have seen things.
Well, now you live, you know, you live with Maria.
Yeah, but I don't jerk off with my mom in the room.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, boundaries, really.
There's really, you know, you're respectful.
I wanted to, before I got to the rest of the show, though, I wanted to thank someone who, well, they have some special music I have queued up, so let's punch that up first. Come on back. Sorry, I told you this one would be messy, but thanks for bearing with me, Ava.
Eva.
There we go. You like the Enya? You like the Enya?
I mean, who doesn't?
You got this song. This was her big one. You, what, they use it again for the Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was really... If you want to hear something horrible that will suck all humor out of the room, and who doesn't want to hear that? The summer before my dad died of cancer.
Aww,
when I was
silly.
20. Yes. My mom wanted two CDs for her birthday, which was in August, and he croaked like in... He knew he was going under the knife like a month after that.
Right.
And she got this stupid Enya one, and she got Fields of Gold by Sting.
Yes.
And, like, she puts them on during her birthday, and the entire family just looks at each other like, oh, man, it's so abundantly clear now, he's going to die in a month, and we're just going to associate his death
with Fields of
with
Gold.
With Only Time and Fields of Gold. But then 10 years later, Jean-Claude Van Damme did a commercial where he's wedged between two trucks and Only Time is playing. And I'm like, well, can I get mad when the Universal Soldier, when Time Cop is grooving
soldier.
To this song? No. Yeah. And all memory of my dad just deleted.
Yeah. Just gone.
Who really raised me? Yeah. Who really raised me? JCVD. Yeah,
we'll
put it that way.
The internet. Internet porn.
I want to thank a man who goes by the name of Job McKee. Maybe it's Job
McKee? I think it would be Job.
Maybe it is.
How's
Job
it spelled?
McKee.
J-O-B. Yeah,
like
it's Job.
Job. Is it Job?
Yeah.
Like the, so that's how Arrested Development guy spells it?
No, he was J-O-B because he was George.
That's right.
Bluth Jr. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Job McKee. Change your name if you want me to say it properly. Pronounce it properly. He sent me 100 bones. 100 bones via PayPal.
Aww.
Did I send him a picture of my penis? No. Did I send him some Skylanders because that's what I play with as a 33-year-old man turning 34 tomorrow and I sell them via eBay and get paid for them via PayPal all the time? No. This time, no. That's not what I got $100 for from this man. You know what I got $100 for?
For what?
He said...
For what?
And I quote, I hope you never stop your podcasts because they make me laugh a lot.
Aw.
Stay godless, liberal, and socialist.
I love that.
I need to actually claim this money, by the way. It's still like floating in PayPal land. So, Job... Don't worry, buddy. I'm here to take your money. And to the rest of you listening at home, all four of you, Job was one of the five. The other four of you, I'm more than willing to have PayPal forwarded to inpapasbasement@gmail.com. Send whatever. Send $5 just so I could say this podcast made me a buck or two.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was nice of him.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know.
That's a nice birthday gift.
It is. I think that's the same amount my brother and mother gave me for my birthday. So you, Job McKee Papa Giorgio, you're an honorary member of the family.
Keep on keeping on.
Yes. As a Greek, enjoy your penchant for gaining weight in the stomach area and inability to stay aroused unless butt stuff is taking place.
And pooping out grape leaves.
Yeah. Oh, and now we're going to an ad. God forbid YouTube not just jam those down our throat.
All right.
The actual show topics. Let's get to it.
First of all,
again, 3 weeks worth of crap. Do you know all the stuff that's gone? Valentine's Day. I didn't get to do a Valentine's show where I talk about how my girlfriend doesn't give me sex. And, like, I just eat chocolate.
Did she get you anything?
This is where you're going to get me in trouble because She did, and I don't want to say. I don't remember it, but I don't.
You don't remember what she got you?
No, I have a really bad memory.
Was it those chocolate buttholes?
No, oh no. That story that made the rounds on Facebook. That's one of those things that I've managed successfully the last month or so, again, since I started meditating. Don't I sound deep?
I like it.
You know, I'm making fun of Sting and Enya, and then I'm going to go home and put on some, like, chink wind chimes. I probably shouldn't have dropped the hard C.
Yeah, and have tantric sex with yourself.
Exactly. Go 7 hours with my banana peel with two sponges taped together. Oh, man. Yeah. No, she got me these really cool chocolate-covered Oreos. I remember that. And I ate them all in the span of 6 hours. And she's like, wow, that was a lot of them. And I had to reply, well, clearly it wasn't enough. Clearly you misunderestimated me.
Just like everything you give me.
Yeah, exactly. So we missed that. The Academy Awards were like last week.
I watched the whole thing.
Really?
Yeah, I always do. I love the award shows.
I guess you did your 10 years in New York.
I did. You know, I'm an actor, writer. I do all that stuff. So
the same way I'm a radio entertainer.
Exactly.
And writer.
Yeah, exactly.
Just lit this world ablaze.
Yeah. I mean, we really have done it. We've made it.
We need to just call this the kill yourself hour.
Yeah. This is basically the kill yourself hour. Maybe hour and a half.
Yeah, if we keep it rolling.
Right.
Or I just want to go home and play my Game Boy, which is my birthday present. I got the fancy new Game Boy.
Oh, cool.
That works in 3D. Yeah, I'll play.
Look at ya.
I'll play Pokemon 15 or whatever the hell's out.
Look at ya.
But a lot happened, man. All that crap. You know, it's really bad when you say a lot happened and you name two things. And then you jump to what you are
so
going to.
So many things happened.
Better Call Saul came out. Are you keeping up with Better Call Saul?
I am not, but my dad is a big fan, and I need to catch up with him.
I love Bob Odenkirk.
I do, too.
I was a huge fan of Mr. Show when
I was
a kid,
too.
And that was the first thing that I ever watched religiously.
Yeah.
And got high to.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I did so many drugs to Mr. Show. I did everything. You know, me, I was, like, not huge into the illegal drugs. Like, I did the dope. Mr. Hand calls it. I smoked a lot of dope.
You did.
But I got high on cough syrup and various other OTC drugs.
Wait, cough syrup?
Yeah. You don't know this about me?
Do I? I might.
For like 2 years, 3 years straight, I used to just drink Robitussin or take Coricidins.
Robo-trippin.
Yeah. For the kids out at home who Robo-trip, never get name brand Robitussin. It is way too viscous and sticks to your throat, and you will guaranteed barf. You want to get CVS generic because it's watery.
It's John Papagiorgio approved.
Yeah. You chug it all in one shot. You down a cola afterward because the carbonation will help you absorb it quickly.
Okay.
And it also makes for cool vomit, which is almost guaranteed to come up an hour later.
Love that really cool colored vomit.
Yeah.
Nothing's better.
Be red as the sands of Normandy on D-Day. Because that Robitussin color, man. Oh, God.
Wait, what does that feel like?
Barfing up Robitussin?
No, like robo-tripping.
It's amazing.
Is it?
It was my favorite drug. That and the dextrine I was prescribed. Like, the combination of those two? Because the one, the dextrine...
Upper and downer?
No, well, it inhibits the processing of dopamine. And then the Tussin would flood your brain with it. So, I mean, you're talking, like, euphoria. And then Tussin screws with your ability to process time. So what like was a 5 hour trip would feel like 18 to 20 hours.
Oh.
Great. It was some good stuff. I loved it. But yeah, there's the Tussin and then nutmeg. People don't realize you can get high on nutmeg. And that sounds like I'm goofing around again.
You know, I just learned that from watching Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. You just eat raw nutmegs.
Yeah. The women at the, you know, on that show, they go to the kitchen, they eat nutmeg to get high.
Yeah, you can eat
after they make their turlet wine.
Pruno.
Yeah.
And you can eat the dry stuff, or you can eat the actual nuts. And people are like, how is that still legal? And the answer is, I defy you to eat more than one nutmeg and not vomit and taste it in the back of your mouth for a week.
Is that a downer or an upper?
It was just a hardcore hallucinogen. It was almost like taking acid. Like, you would hallucinate your balls off. Oh, and by the way, did I tell you it could take anywhere from 2 to 8 hours to kick in?
Wow.
So keep your weekend open.
Yeah. I'm just a hardcore alky. I hear all these things now, and then I question, like, doesn't anyone just drink themselves to death anymore?
Oh, the kids with their Molly, and you're like, where's
the
vodka?
Have you also heard that kids are dipping tampons in vodka and sticking them up their butts?
They've been doing that since the Roman Empire.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just heard about this.
Oh,
like,
no, that's like you drank so much you couldn't keep anything down, and then you would take one of those ear horns that, like, old men use in the cartoon, and just... Wham.
Oh, to like hear things?
Yeah, right in the...
like Elmer Fudd.
Right in the old poupère, as the French call it. And you would just dump whatever down there. Because, yeah, your colon's all hyper-absorbent. I never did butt stuff.
No?
I never did butt drugs. I feel like...
Yeah, I've never done a butt drug either. I didn't even know that was a thing until 2 weeks ago.
I wasn't that a scene in Trainspotting? Doesn't Renton, like, shove some narcotic suppositories in? And then he craps himself. And then he's like... looking through this dirty toilet to shove stuff back in his butt. That, you get so comfortable with certain aspects of your body that you shouldn't be comfortable with when you're on drugs. Like if you're an an IV drug user, and I'm not.
I've never
tapped the vein. Yeah.
Never.
I have to imagine it's so second nature to you to just shove objects into your veins, which to most of us, we have blood drawn, but how often do you actually have crap injected? Short of going to the hospital, it doesn't really happen.
No.
And like with me, when I was doing cough syrup or Coricidin, again, only the high blood pressure version gets you high without also potentially killing you. Coricidin was, it's the same active as in Tussin, dextromethorphan hydrobromide, or I don't remember what the second half was. Dextromethorphan, yeah. But it also packed a second medicine in it that was a motion sickness pills, like a Dramamine. Dramamine, by the way, will also get you high. So it was like two different highs in one. Like
they give Dramamine to people that like go on airplanes.
Yeah,
right?
It's a motion sickness pill, but if you take the whole box, that'll F you up too. And you'll hallucinate. I'm not advocating doing any of this. And if you do it, like, read up online first. I'm going by stuff I studied in 1998. They might have put rat poison in this crap by now to prevent abuse, for all I know. Don't do any of this.
I'm just an alky, man. I just...
yeah, you keep it simple.
Yeah, I keep it simple.
But the years that I was on Tussin, it was no big deal to me to vomit 3-4 times a month. Like, and maybe as an alky, you could pace yourself better, but the Tussin was just like, sometimes your body is like, what did you put in me?
Yeah.
You asshole.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, and you'd puke, and it got to the point, like an anorexic girl, I had scarred up the back of my teeth.
I bet.
From, like, launching so much stomach acid against the back of them.
We're laughing at that, but that's seriously unhealthy.
Yeah, oh yeah, and I was so dumb that I just, like, kept brushing them to, like, kind of file it even.
Oh my God!
After a couple of years, it took.
Yeah.
And now I'm all.
Wait,
good.
How old were you when the Tussin was going on, young man?
The Tussing.
When the Tussing was happening.
14 to 18, like pretty much the majority of high school, I was high every weekend on that stuff.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, like it was, and then I was high. I was doing weed like every weekend. We just had a rule, like in our little group of friends, the little metalheads. Like we never even like touched a breast. But we were like, hey, we wear our Pantera shirts and we get high. Like, how can we not be kind of cool?
And you hung out under the stairs.
Oh, yes. Yeah. With all the cool
were
kids.
Were you one of those?
I dabbled with the under the stairs kids. I looked down on them. I don't know where I fit in high school, in all honesty. Like, no one really gave me crap. Like, I had one incident where some guy was with a bunch of his friends as I walked home. And he said something to the effect of, like, yeah, keep moving. And I was like, okay, I will. I'm walking home.
I am.
Yeah, that was the extent of any bullying that occurred in my life. So I guess
I was like the mean girl of the drama department.
I was the asshole, in all truth. Yeah.
The mean girl of the drama department. I was like the 20th peg.
Really?
Yeah. I was.
What did the being the mean girl of the drama department constitute?
I mean, you know, I was kind of like the it girl of the drama department. And I would like... Me and Steph Sibelli would, like, throw things, Like, we would be sitting getting notes for
Would you pick
Vermont.
On the younger meat?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We would, like throw spitballs at the younger meat, like... And I was always the lead in all the shows. I mean, it sounds so stupid, but, like, I was mean to these kids. And I wasn't popular. Like, everyone liked me because, you know...
Doesn't that make you popular?
Yeah, but I wasn't, like, cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I felt the same way. There was,
No, you were kind of in the same boat because you had your article.
Oh, yeah, I was in the school paper.
But everyone loved it. It was hilarious.
So weird.
Everyone...
Some really hot girls used to come up to me and be like, I loved it. And
I loved it.
I had no... I said hot girls, Eva. Sorry. You
hot
lobbed
girls.
It. You lobbed that one up.
Yeah.
That was softballing.
But I mean, like, you had your article and people knew who you were.
I have to explain that, by the way. The
okay.
senior year in high school, I somehow got, like...
The purple tie.
Yeah, the purple tie. In Chantilly High. We had, a school newspaper, don't mm-hmm. we all? And... I somehow, through 3 years of journalism class, just sitting there like a dope, I did like two articles before this happened. Somehow, the journalism teacher was like, do you want a column for the year? And I'm like, I guess. And this predates blogging, not to sound like the goddamn octogenarian I am. Now, some asshole writing about his life, it's nothing. You can see it on Twitter.
Right.
Back then, though, it was weird. When someone just talked conversationally about their life. That's why it was.
Yeah,
for my
right.
money, that is why the success of Howard Stern will never be replicated. Because back then, it's like, oh my God, this guy just sits around and whacks it to CompuServe porn, like me. And he's got a wife that, like, they have no sex, and his kids drive him nuts, and he just lives in his basement like a refugee. That's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You can read that anywhere now. There's no mystery anymore.
Right.
We all know that everyone's in the same rut. But this article predated that. I was just a high school kid talking about my crappy life as a high schooler.
Yeah.
And making horrible jokes. Like, I remember one time there was like a Valentine's Day column, and I talked about, like, I'm not getting any this year because I haven't jumped to necrophilia yet. And the closing line was like, remember, kids, a pessimist is just a realist with perspective. It was horrible stuff for a school paper, and yet it all got out.
Yeah, but it got published.
Yeah, because I would do it the day it was due. Like, I would just sit down in class, again, not to date myself, but we didn't have, like, little laptops to type this in. There was almost, like, it looked like an Atari-type screen. It was, like, a flip-out keyboard that had an LCD screen.
Oh, I remember.
Like, three lines wide. And I would just, like, type it out in an hour. I'm trying to sound like Amadeus here. I'd sit down and write my blog. And, and I'd just crap it in. And they couldn't scrap it because they're like, oh, we need, like, to put
it. Yeah, we need
in.
Something.
Yeah.
It's an hour before we're due.
Yeah. They're just like, make sure you spell the F-bomb properly, and then it'd go out.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it was really well received.
I was a freshman, and I remember being like, I grew up with that guy.
Yeah,
I've known him forever.
People, I cannot, I'm not, there was a girl named Joanna Marty. Do you remember her?
The name sounds familiar, but
She was just this...
She sounds super hot.
She was this stunning, like, 5'11" blonde.
Yeah.
She was a year younger than me, which is hilarious because back then, when I was a senior, there were, like, tons of hot juniors. And I was like, dude, a year younger, so gross.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, so you're
cliche.
18 at midnight? You know, like, I don't... I'm just like, this is legal, right? Like, this isn't a sting thing? Okay. But back then, I was like, oh, God, 17? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Go get your blankie, baby.
Yes.
And she just walks up out of nowhere, and she's like, you're John, right? I'm like, yeah. She's like, you're just so funny. Like, I love your article. And, like, I had no comprehension of how to deal with women. Again, like I've said a million times on this show, and like I talked about, my weekends were spent with three other metalheads that hadn't had their pricks touched either. And we just took drugs and looked at Playboys and took turns whacking them in a bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Just whacking off to the guy's dad Playboys. And it's like, oh, I'm done with Miss September. You take your world with m'lady now.
I bet your dad had Playboys everywhere.
No, he had nothing by the
really?
Time I was. No, like, I found his porn when I was 4, and I could be horribly scarred by it. And by the time I could actually engage in an appropriate response to it, it was all hidden or destroyed or something. Like, I don't know if he just finally went impotent or whatever the hell happened, but the porn was well hidden or gone. And it drove me. You have no idea. That was a central source of stress.
You went searching for it.
Every way. It was like El Dorado's gold. Like, I just, it would be like, well, the house is open for an hour. Time to find the porn of Vasily, if it still exists. And it never, I never found crap.
Oh, I loved your dad.
Just a couple of porns with Greek titles on them.
Yeah.
Never knew what
totally.
It was. Just horrible EP speed, 6-hour dubs of Greek porn.
Like full bush or?
I you don't remember. I remember nothing about them. Other than I loaned them to a friend who borrowed them and joked about like all the Greek guys in the video having small ones, so I had to have a small one too. And I'm like, well, your conclusion's correct. The logic I take umbrage with, but you got from point A to point B successfully. So.
Right.
Yeah. But this girl, she's like, no, like, you're really funny.
You're so funny.
Yeah, and at this point, it's like, I look back. Do you ever just want to jump back in time? And like
every day of my life.
I know, exactly.
I mean, no, never. I love my life right now. My life's amazing.
As you plug in the Napoleon Dynamite time travel machine and ask me to flick the switch.
Right.
I look back though, and it's like, would I go back to the Roman Empire times with a laser gun and just be Caesar? Would I go back and maybe fight for the British and crush America because we didn't turn out too well? You know, you could do so much, but there's always like, would I go back and play the stock market and be rich? And it's like, no, I just go back and talk to 16-year-old me and be like, she wanted to F you. She wanted to F you. You're not nearly as uneffable as you think you are. All of you are smelly and uneffable right now.
Right.
So you're not really behind the curve at all. That girl who said, feel my legs to see that I shaved them last night. She wanted to blow you, kid. She doesn't care about showing you her shaven legs. She wants to blow you.
Yeah.
All sorts of dumb stuff like that. But yeah, that was one of the more regrettable. That girl was just statuesque. And I had no idea what to do with it. I was like that animal that had been kept in captivity.
Yeah.
Its whole life. And then they're like,
oh. You were that killer whale.
Yeah.
Like when their fin goes down like this, like they
can't. Oh, they get that limp dick.
Yeah.
That it's limp dick dorsal fin.
Yes, the dorsal fin that can't get up.
You don't know
captivity.
What we're talking about. Yeah. Look up, was it Blackfish?
I would say watch Netflix. Free Willy.
Oh, does he get the limp dick?
He gets the limp.
Oh, that's so sad.
The limp.
Yeah. You can also just look up dorsal fin, I guess, of orca in captivity.
Yep.
And it just
that was you.
Sits there.
It just sits there like that. And then when they get out into the ocean, it just goes straight up again.
It's just exactly like Free Willy jumps the wall and then he stars 3 days later. They don't tell you that part of the movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're just staring at fish and you're
and
like.
And then the Japanese get him 3 days later.
Free Willy! And I had nothing to do. I feel like I'm going to quote, was it Swingers here? It's like, you got these claws, man. And you just dig them. Yeah. I had these claws and I'm just like, what am I going to do? Kill this bunny with these huge claws and fangs of mine? I don't know.
You
could have
done it. Everyone loved you. And then you were like 1600 SATs. Everyone heard about that too.
Yes. Yeah. And then by the, that was the start of my senior year too. So it was like those two things combined, like you said, like I actually had this weird known name, but for like odd things.
Yeah.
And then I parlayed the 1600 score that all the parents knew about into dealing dope.
Good for you.
Yeah, because parents thought I was like a great influence and I was just getting like ounces of weed shipped through New York to a Dominican friend of mine.
Huh.
And then selling marijuana. And the parents were like, oh, John, you're in my house. I hope you rub off on my children your influence. Mom, mom, mom. And I was like, yeah, that's great. Here's the brick of weed that your kid wanted. And then I left. No tutoring. Just
oh,
weed
you.
Sales. Yeah, such a scamp I was.
Oh, you.
Yeah, but the point is I sold weed and barely profited and big amounts, too. Like, I would have had felony counts had I been caught. And then I didn't get laid. And that's how high school went.
Yeah, well,
you
know.
How did we get onto that?
I don't know. How did we get onto this tangent? Don't we have, like, topics, right?
Tons of actual topics. And I'm not lying when I say that this time. So many times I say that. It's just BS. Like, tons of topics, the one we haven't gotten to. But we got a lot.
All right, what do we got?
All right, but you know the thing that infuriated me more than anything else in the fortnight since we last recorded. a lot of people have seen this, but I'm going to summarize it anyhow.
Okay.
About 2 weeks ago, Cindy Crawford. Everyone remembers Cindy Crawford. You didn't whack it
Hottie in the mid-90s
if you didn't whack it to Cindy Crawford. Back when we still had supermodels. Innocence Lost. We had like Kathy Ireland and Stephanie Seymour. And then you had your Linda Evangelistas and stuff.
Naomi Campbell.
Yeah, they weren't as like, they were the less like sexy ones. Like you might see them like nude in Vogue or something like that.
Nikki Cox? No, Nikki something.
Oh, the one that had the younger sister that died of the asthma attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to say Nikki Rhodes. Oh, that's a ginger porn star I love. Nikki Rhodes. Have yourself a good one to that, gentlemen.
Yeah. Nikki something, but anyway, I know what you're talking about. The era of the supermodel.
Yeah.
Cindy Crawford was queen.
They were huge. Like, kids don't, maybe they get that a little bit with Kate Upton.
Oh, she's so hot.
She's great. Yeah, yeah. She has large breasts, and I like that in a woman.
You know, she doesn't even have to work. You know, she's like heiress to the Whirlpool dynasty. Her grandpa, like, was Mr. Whirlpool. In terms of, like, hot tubs. She doesn't have to work if she doesn't want to, but she's like, well, I'm hot and I have giant breasts.
Why do our lives suck?
It is what it is.
Why are we going around with nothing because she's got everything? But there was a time, man. Yeah, it was like four or five hot women in the world. And there was no democratization of that had taken place where like the internet puts up a million kind of hot girls. And it's like, oh, look at this chick's ass on Vine. She can pick up a pencil with it.
Kim Kardashian broke the internet.
Ugh, God. Don't start me on that.
Sorry.
That putain.
Sorry. But yes, Cindy.
Cindy was it, though. She was the queen. Anytime anyone was like, I don't think Cindy Crawford is the hottest girl right now.
Gay.
Thank you. Exactly. It's like, so which dude's penis do you want to suck then, Captain Homo? Because you just solved that one for all of us. You are a gay. You are a gay. I was obsessed with her. I remember.
Beautiful.
I remember when I stole the Playboy Celebrities Edition.
Oh my God, what did you do with it? It was like
one of those special issues.
Just saturated it.
No, I wasn't a savage. Like, I always like when people are like, the pages are sticky. I'm like, no one ejaculates onto their magazines. What kind of pig would do that?
Well, I mean, I guess to like, get on the face.
Oh, to tribute them. That's what the kids call it nowadays.
Yeah, to tribute, I mean.
Eva, the tributing.
To give tribute.
Image. That's what the girls do on Reddit. They post and tribute me. And they just post pictures of their vaginas or their open mouths. And they just say things like, drench them, boys. And then you're supposed to, like, print it out. Because I don't know who has a color printer still. But I guess you print out a picture. And then you unload your issue upon this picture. And then you take pictures of it. And you send it to the girl. And she is supposed to be wowed with the volume of your ejaculate that she managed to coax out of you.
Oh, my God. No. That's not a thing that exists.
No, it's great. Like, I like the Tribute Me girls because you're like, these are the dirty bitches. Like, even out of everyone who's, like, just putting their tits on the internet, these are the dirty ones.
Wow.
These are the ones that gotta have it.
You're teaching me so much.
No, all the wrong things.
Well.
I'm not teaching you, like, okay, this is how you take $50 American and turn it into a million in 1 month.
This is how you help refugees, Eva.
Yeah, no. I'm like, this is how you find the worst people, even by internet standards. So, yeah, that's tributing.
All right, Cindy.
Cindy Crawford. I saw her boobs in that Playboy. And, that was mythical. Because Cindy Crawford, back then, you're like, you'd see her in bikinis. And you're obsessed with her as a kid in a bikini. And you're like...
She was in Playboy?
No way. She did a spread, like, two topless photos.
Good for her.
The downstairs was never in play.
Well, you know, that's... I bet Hugh was a little pissed about that, but...
Not really. He was always weird about the vag. He was not a big vag guy. He just liked boobs. He only got into the vag game because of Guccione. So...
Okay.
The penthouse man.
Yeah.
Guccione, yeah. But Guccione is the best.
I knew
Guccione
girl,
took it too far.
I went to college with a girl that was in Penthouse.
Really?
Yeah. We'll look her up later. I'll show you. I'm not going to mention her on.
Yes, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Guccione was great because it's like, oh, guess what? I'm into seeing vaginas. You're like, yeah. It's like, I'm into seeing spread vaginas. Yeah. I'm into seeing girls pissing glasses. Whoa, you kind of lost me.
Yeah,
there.
That's Penthouse.
That's
Penthouse for you.
Penthouse in the mid-90s was a lot of peeing and a lot of crystal clear objects.
Yeah.
Like a fish bowl, a fish tank. As long as we can see the urine building up, oh, that it's hot. That was the Penthouse motto in the mid-90s.
Oh, my dad's going to kill me.
Why?
I mean, he told me, he goes, we were driving back from Arlington today, and he was like, you know, I listen to John a lot, his podcast.
Yes.
He talks.
He's
one
of the five, too.
He goes, he talks dirty a lot. I don't want you talking dirty on the show.
Talking dirty.
Yeah. He talks dirty a lot on the show. I don't want you to do that. So I told him I wouldn't talk dirty.
I didn't realize your dad was Kissel from the Jerky Boys.
I think my dad looks like Glenn Danzig.
Really? He's gotten to that point.
Yeah, it's like, it's at that point now.
He's got the long black hair with the obvious gray roots and sideburns.
Yeah.
Oh, Glennie.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Dad. I love you.
I love you too, TK.
Aww.
I just love the whole family.
We are a good family.
You are.
Clearly. You have a good family too.
Yeah, what's left?
Stop. All right, so Cindy, we're back on Cindy and her hot boobalas.
Yeah, that was fun. And 20 something years later, 20 years from that those heydays, man.
Yeah.
That was 92.
Yeah.
She did Playboy. 2015.
Yep.
Last week or so. She posts what it looks like an untouched photo. That was the whole thing that
Photoshop.
No Photoshop photo of her in lingerie.
Mm-hmm.
Showing what a real woman looks like at 48.
Yep.
And the headlines crowed, Cindy shows it all, and it's beautiful. And the beautiful's in caps, because God forbid the English language, God forbid syntax and just the way you employ
right.
the words
right.
be used to convey power. Just do the caps for the dummies. It's going to come to, I'm not exaggerating, emojis.
Well, if
be
it's all
headline in 6 months.
Oh God, don't say that.
It'll say beautiful, and then you'll just see the picture of the princess emoji.
Oh my God.
Right next to it.
And that
maybe
would really
maybe
just
the emoji sticking out its tongue to show it's panting at the pretty emoji.
You know what? That might be it for me. I might check out then.
Really? That's when we flip the switch.
Yeah.
0 hour.
I might unplug the.
You know, just a million of those clickbait, because that's all it is. It's not journalism in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
This is not a story that has any bearing on your life. And they go on as a powerful image. You probably saw powerful in all caps, too.
I think I did.
And we finally get the photo, and her stomach. I know I'm supposed to say this is beautiful and feminist, and it is. You know what? It takes balls to do it, and I respect the balls that it took for her to put this out. For the love of God, never tell me it's beautiful, though. Her stomach it's just kind of saggy and poochy. You know what it looks like? Like a deleted scene from Grumpier Old Men with Sophia Loren when they're trying to be like, oh, boys, no, guess what? We got both Anne Margaret and Sophia Loren for this one. How can you handle so much hot wool? It's like, dude, this isn't 1974. Please stop acting like I'd have sex with either of these women. I mean, I would, but they're famous. Like, I do them now. I have sex with Woody Allen now. He's famous, too.
You would?
Why not? I'd dump one right in there.
Just get on in there.
You think I can't get 20 minutes of material out of banging Woody Allen?
That's
right
true.
In his pooper? Exactly. Did he keep the glasses on? Yeah. Did Sun Yi watch? You know, that's it. I'd get 4 minutes out of it. And then I go, my God, I just had gay sex and doomed my eternal soul to hell, because we all know that's what happens. Eva's nodding. And You know, I had gay sex with this old man for 4 minutes of material, and then I'd realize I needed to get out of the broadcast.
Oh, I don't like this. So here's my thing about Cindy. She's a beautiful woman.
For her age.
Well, I don't want to say for her age. I think she's beautiful.
Any woman in her 20s is hotter than Cindy Crawford currently.
Right. I agree with you.
Any woman.
I agree with you. I do think it takes balls to pose like that.
It takes balls beyond balls.
After having 3 children.
She had 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're 48 years old. Face-wise, she's still got it together.
She's still holding up there.
She's holding up there.
I didn't realize she looked like such a Latina maid this whole time. She really did have an exotic look going.
A little bit.
Back when, like, you, again, kids will not believe me. There was a time, really up until, I'm not kidding, up until J-Lo came along and Ricky Martin, before we all learned he was. Yeah. And it was like, well, I'd have sex with that person of the Latin persuasion. And the women got to say, I'd have sex with that Ricky Martin. And we all came together. It's like, oh, so it's okay to have sex with the Latins now. All right, you're in with the Asians. The whites can have sex with both of you.
We can all have sex with each other.
Yeah. And then at some point, like 2008, it's like, are the blacks okay? I guess.
I guess.
The kids will get into college easier.
Cool.
What the hell?
Yeah.
About time. You were brought here under such dubious circumstances. But back then, you had to be like, sure, she looks Latin, but she's got a white name like Crawford, so it's okay. It was weird, man. Like, Raquel Welch is, I think, at least half Latin, but you're like...
No, she's like, Italian.
I think she's half made.
Is she?
Half fabuloso.
Oh, I thought
she was... And same with Daisy Duke.
Did you just say half made?
Yeah.
Like, M-A-I-D?
Yeah, that one was...
Oh, yeah.
I regret having made that joke. And then I put my pinky to the corner of my mouth. Everyone's like, you adorable.
I'm a bad widow boy.
That ought to hold the little bastards. Yeah. SOBs. God, yeah. I'd call you before you could catch me.
But Cindy, I mean, I commend her for doing that. But this is what I have to say, and maybe this is very unfeminist of me, and I consider myself kind of a feminist.
As you should be, by the way. No one...
When I go to the art gallery...
Yeah.
And I look at photographs, I don't care if I see pictures of women that aren't considered, you know, beautiful by society's terms. Mm-hmm. Bigger women, women with stretch marks. Because I'm at an art gallery and I'm appreciating art. But when I open a magazine, I want to just feel bad about myself.
Exactly.
I just want to open it up and look at women that I could never be because that's fashion to me. And I love high fashion. I love looking at that.
You want people who would make you look like dog ass on your best day.
Exactly.
And they just got out of the crapper
right
after a case of food poisoning.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, they've been photoshopped to hell.
Yeah. Photoshops to hell. They just got out of the bathroom, had the trots real bad.
Yes.
You know, like just...
And you just look at them and you're like, you heroin chic bitch. I love you.
But then there's the feminist in me that when I, you know, like I said, I go to the art gallery and I want to see these different kinds of women, but not in the magazines I read. And I know that that sounds awful and I feel like pained saying it, but I'm being honest.
Because
I'm just being honest, you know?
Look, there is nothing, I'm sorry, there's nothing unfeminist about saying that. Like, look, in 20 years, 30 years, when Michael Jordan is an effing fossil and we're recording him and he goes up to dunk in front of a 20-year-old white Albanian kid.
Right.
Who's 5'8".
Yeah.
And just... smashes the ball out of Michael Jordan's hands.
Yeah.
Don't call that brave. Don't call that beautiful. The ravages of time are horrible.
Right.
If there's anything you should be afraid of in life, it's death.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing after. You just die and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's so... To be overwhelmed... Don't say this is beautiful to see the ravages
say
of time.
Say it's brave. Say it's... You know, use
it's
a different...
It's gutsy as hell.
It's gutsy. It's ballsy. It's brave. It's...
Thank you. Don't say it's beautiful. It's the same way when they take the kids with Downs lately, And they put him, like, they doll him up and put him on the red carpet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, or she goes to prom, and it's like, and she's the most beautiful girl at the prom. No, she's not.
Oh, remember, do you remember, like, maybe four years ago, I don't know, when that movie Precious came out?
Yeah.
And everyone was saying how...
Do you want to be sad as hell, by the way? Precious was probably, like, 7 years ago.
Maybe seven.
Hold on. Let me look.
Whatever it was, but everyone was saying, you know, that girl, Sidibe. I don't know how to pronounce her. I know it's Gabourey.
2009, so 6 years.
Yeah.
Gabourey Sidibe.
She's on Empire now.
Oh, she finally got another role?
Yeah, she's on Empire, which I really like.
Your
Dad,
parents?
I hope you're recording it.
Your parents let you watch a show with all those?
Yeah.
And by those, I mean musicians. What do you think I meant?
Me and TK watch it together. That's like our Wednesday night thing. Today he was like, you know, you're gonna miss Empire.
I actually can't get into network TV anymore.
Oh really?
Like I just look at it and I'm like, why am I not watching a cable show or a Netflix show with my time?
Right. I have Netflix too, and I appreciate the no commercials.
Yeah. I'm in the middle of the new RoboCop movie right now. We'll go home and finish that.
All right. But she is on the new Empire, and they're constantly putting her... I mean, they're never going to be able to hide the fact that she is an obese human being.
Is she behind a really large desk?
She does do that, but she walks around a lot, and it's a very fast-paced show, and they put her in heels.
The camera bouncing?
They put her in heels, and you can tell she can't keep up with the other characters.
Oh, no.
And then they put her in sleeveless tops all the time. Why are you putting her in sleeveless tops?
I'm just picturing a pig walking on its hind legs.
I mean, it looks like if you took, like, 10 Tootsie Rolls and kind of smash them together.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
And here's what gets me about that.
Was that horrible? That was horrible.
No, it's not horrible because no one will argue she's remotely healthy. And it's like, fine, I guess, except...
At least Cindy's healthy. You know that she, like, runs and, like...
Yeah, the whole fat acceptance thing...
Like, poops
thing.
Bricks, you know, like...
No, you know, if you eat well, you poop, like, baby food.
Yeah.
Like, it comes out... Like, it feels like a silk handkerchief. Like, almost a magician doing a trick. Like, that's how smoothly it comes out. Just
pulling.
Yeah. You're like, that came out of me? Amazing. It's like a military cargo plane unloaded. But it felt like a baby sniffling. That's how light. Just a baby going, achoo, achoo. And you look back.
And it's so adorable.
Yeah. Just
like, you look down there and you're like, that's so cute.
Looks like the elephant man's head back there. How did all of that come out of me? The baby sneezed. That's all it did. But I don't mind. It's lousy, I guess, bashing the fat. Because, yeah, we get it. They know they're fat. Why are we dogpiling on them? But there's no movement, like the fat shaming and fat acceptance. Like, why don't we move on to heroin acceptance then?
Right.
Like, if you're just engaged in a behavior that is unequivocally, scientifically, 100% hurtling you in a downhill minecart toward the grave, like Indiana Jones with the boulder behind you style, you're just S through a goose towards your demise.
Yeah, right.
Why do we have to be cool with that and say it's acceptance? Like, she's going to die early as F.
I know.
Because she's fat as hell, man. There's nothing cool. Like, anyone who's in that situation should not be like, this is fine. Look at Gabby.
Yeah. Or at least, like, get her foot cut off from diabetes. Yeah.
You're right. Her every role should involve a diabetic amputation at some point. Like, completely unrelated to the plot. Like, she just comes back and her foot is in a paper bag and the bottom of it is bloody. Like, he came back from the kosher butcher.
Yeah, it could be like a musical. Like,
yeah, like, Gabby, what happened to your foot? Beatus.
The beatus.
Yeah. Show people the dangers of it.
Yeah. No, I understand. And, like, the Cindy thing, she's obviously a beautiful woman. And it's, like we said, gutsy, ballsy, everything to do that.
It's not
but
beautiful.
Yeah. It's not. I mean.
It's just not. Again. It's like seeing an athlete completely past their prime.
Like Broadway Joe.
Like, you know what it is?
Does he even have a liver anymore? Like,
I think he has like 8, and he hides them in that big fur coat of his.
Yeah. And they just kind of keep pumping
one,
one
for each day of the week and 2 for Saturday. That's how he maintains. It would be like trotting Muhammad Ali in the middle of the ring
yeah.
for some event, and a reporter was like, boy, I wouldn't like to mess with him. Are you kidding me? I would live to just cold cock Muhammad Ali right now.
Oh.
And just like repeat his lines, like just the way he was over Liston, just be like, hey, remember when you did this? And he's just sitting there like blinking back at me, shaking away. That would be amazing, because time is horrible and aging is horrible, and it allows a fat, out of shape piece of crap like me to knock the man tits
yeah.
off of the baddest man in the world, who now is nowhere near the baddest man of the world.
Same Michael J. Fox could probably beat him up, and they are afflicted by the same disease.
Yes. Same thing with Cindy. Good for her showing all that. I saw 4 women I'd prefer having sex with in the Target on my way over here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
4 women.
4.
You heard me. 4.
You heard me. 4.
Good for her, though, Cindy. You know?
Yeah, and that's, it boils down to good for her and where am I?
It's also a horrible photograph, too. I just want to throw that out there. Like, the photograph's awful.
It's so, it looks like Frank Beamer's neck.
Yeah.
Is just on her gut.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Quattro from Total Recall to pop out with her jacket open.
You know, like elephantitis with the balls. Like, it looks like that Stewart's.
And why is she dressed like a street pimp?
She's
wearing Kramer's Technicolor Dreamcoat pimp jacket.
I love that episode.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. It's like something Axl Rose would have worn on stage. Like that and a catcher's vest and a kilt. And like that could have been the Use Your Illusions tour.
Axl, before all the plastic surgery.
Don't get me started on how great he was. And now the computer's... Oh, now it's not. Here, you fill in something. Toss in something, kid.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jesus Christ. Never toss anything in again.
Never toss anything in again.
Never contribute.
I'm just repeating what John said.
The lesson Cindy is,
Crawford.
Don't try.
And her horrible, horrible stomach.
Another thing that happened over the several weeks we were out of the studio.
Mm.
Eva, are you aware of a man was by the name, he's now dead, went by the name of Harris Whittles?
Yes. The guy from Parks and Rec.
Yes. Yes, that guy. Would you like to tell us any more about him, or should I fill in?
I believe he was my age, a young 30 years old.
Yeah.
And
30, but looked 24.
Unlike me, who looks about 45.
I was trying to tie you both into the same thing, but sure. Throw my efforts under the bus.
Oh. So, he was a writer on the Sarah Silverman Show.
He started off there at like age 23. I believe at 22, fresh out of college, where he did like film or some crap, he was doing stand-up. And Sarah Silverman was like, I will pluck you out of obscurity. And also, the hell with me ever discovering John Papagiorgio, whoever that is. I don't know. Continue with your story.
So he was a writer on the Sarah Silverman Show, and then I'm sure did a few things in between, because that show didn't last very long.
No, nor should it have been. Sarah Silverman drives me nuts. I don't know about you, being female.
I'm not... You know what I like her? I like her when she's with other people.
Yes.
Like, I love her. Do you ever watch Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee?
No.
She,
I know of it. The Jerry Seinfeld show.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. That's like one of my late night things I watch when I can't fall asleep. I love it. I also love Jerry Seinfeld. I know a lot of people feel kind of indifferent about him.
Oh, no, I'm not indifferent. I actively dislike him.
Yeah. Okay.
You could have put the dog from Air Bud with Larry David, and we still would have had Seinfeld. I feel Jerry contributed Honest to God, nothing.
I made him laugh once.
Really?
I did. It was really cool.
Everything I was about to say for the rest of the show is inconsequential until you regale us with the tale of you making Jerry Seinfeld laugh.
So I had just gotten off work. I was babysitting. I used to live in New York for many, many, many years.
Back when you mattered. Continue.
Back when I mattered. Back when life was good.
Now you're here.
And now,
now
I'm back
in
Chantilly.
Chantilly, Virginia.
Everything's coming up roses. So I had gotten off work. I was babysitting for this super rich couple on the Upper West Side.
What faith?
What do you... It's New York, and it was the Upper West
Side. And they're rich.
What do you think? They were Catholic. So...
Continue.
So they gave me a check, and I walked to the bank to deposit my check into the, you know, ATM.
Was it a special bank for their kind?
Oh, my God.
Did the check have a star on it?
Yeah, the more you know star.
Oh, okay.
And,
I'm not talking that one.
So I go in to deposit my check into, you know, the vestibule. There's two different ATMs. And, like, a car pulls up, and Jerry Seinfeld gets out. And he comes in and goes...
You know, it happens in Chantilly, Virginia, too.
Well, so, exactly.
Stop thinking you're so special with this story.
I know. So, long story short, he goes to the ATM, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Jerry Seinfeld. And he gets his ATM receipt, and I go... I said something along the lines of, like, want to switch bank accounts? And there was just, like, dead silence. And then he looks at me and gave me, like, a...
Oh, that wasn't a laugh with. That was a
that
laugh.
That was a laugh. I made Jerry Seinfeld laugh more than you did.
Oh, that was just to disable you in case you were crazy and you're going to attack him.
Whatever.
It's like the same way you look at a pit bull and you're like, good boy, and then you run.
Oh, whatever. I made Jerry Seinfeld laugh, and I'm standing by it.
Do his laugh again.
He went,
just like that.
You're
giving the laziest expression, by the way. You are giving, and I'll tell you why I'm saying right now he didn't actually laugh. Because you are laughing without your eyes. You are doing that just lower half of the face moving only.
All right, so he gave me a pity laugh, but I still got to, like, make him chuckle. I think it's kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yes,
well,
I do.
I cracked up Ving Rhames at the Target in between those four women I would have slept with.
No, you didn't. Ving Rhames is dead.
No, that's the other one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That is.
You know,
I know the other yeah
actor, yeah, the other actor. The actor.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, Michael Clark, we hardly knew you.
Yes, Duncan.
Mhm. Take my hands, boss.
All right, so this guy. Long story short, I went off on a tangent.
Harris Whittles. That's Harris how
Whittles,
we buy time on this show.
Well, you know.
Complete
went
lack
from
of focus.
The Sarah Silverman show to Parks and Rec.
I think there was like another detour in the mix too. He was just writing for shows. I believe he
making money, living the dream.
He died at age 30 last week, and I think he was like at this point he had acted in Parks and Rec like seasons ago, by the way. So he's like on Parks and Rec as a throwaway at 26.
Yeah.
That's awesome. When it's just like, oh, for the hell of it. Like, you want to just be on an episode of Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Let's
just write you in. You can write yourself in.
Yeah. In addition to me writing the episode and being a producer of the show, sure. And we'll all laugh about it later when we're at the celebrity bar being funny. And when people like Eva walk up to us and we give her the mercy laugh. And then she walks away thinking she really made us laugh. And then we all laugh at each other for real. We laugh with our eyes. Not with Botoxed eye sockets like we gave her. Our eyes squinch.
And then she goes on a third-rated radio show with a friend she's known since age 6.
All 5 of his listeners hear her jagging off.
John Papagiorgio.
Yeah, so this guy was like a new breed of comedy because it wasn't just, oh, he did all this with network shows and Comedy Central shows. It was like, and he was a huge podcast guest.
Oh.
He was apparently on lots of podcasts that were big enough to have enough people listen where everyone's like, did you hear Harris on this? Did you hear Harris on that? The guy apparently had a battle with drugs. I think he said since age 12 he was dabbling in drugs.
Fighting the war.
Yeah, welcome to that club. I got into him at 12 too. No, 13. I was behind
Harris's curve.
Oh yeah, I was getting effed up early, man. Because I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be cool.
You are cool.
Yeah, but like in the way other people saw cool when it was like 1993. And you're a kid, and you want someone to just look at you and be like, that's the cool kid. And when you're an idiot, so this is what you think is cool, and you just wear Metallica t-shirts and nothing else, and you get long hair, and you got to get high to complete that.
You and Stefan.
Stefan Pimley.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be the square that does that. And then,
Purvis? Were you a Purvis? No.
I don't think he's. Yeah. You can't be the guys that dress that way. And then someone whips out a bag of dope, and it's like, whoa, yeah.
Back up, man. I'm calling my mom. Yeah.
I need to get out of this. I'm paging my mom.
Yeah.
I'm paging my mom. I need to get out
of
this.
Oh, I thought you were so cool back then.
Yeah, because I did a lot of drugs.
That's not why.
Oh, I wish you'd told me.
I just thought you were cool.
I did horrible drugs, too. I once smoked a bunch of weed that had been sprayed with Raid like 10 minutes earlier. I swear to God, I've been like 20 IQ points dumber since that point. It was like 6 months after I got my perfect SAT score. And I'm like, thank God this happened afterwards.
Okay, so wait, you are 33, right?
I'm 34 tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. Yes. Happy pre-birthday.
Thank you. February 26th, the day he was born unto you.
So you and Mr. Harris started around the same time.
What do you mean?
Well, started doing drugs, because you said that he was battling drugs at...
Oh, 12. No, I would have been like, I had 2 years on Harris.
Oh, he's my age. Yeah.
Someone didn't get an 800 on her math.
1180.
He also coined the term humble brag, apparently. Like, that is his claim to fame.
Really?
Yes. He actually invented that, or so they say.
What was his drug that that did him in?
Sweet Lady H.
Ooh.
He played with the big boys. Someone watched a little too much Pulp Fiction as a kid. A little too much Train Spotting. You like how I pronounced that? Just an N apostrophe.
I did like that.
That's my jazzy remake of it. Train Spotting.
The H, huh? That is...
Yeah, he got into the opiates. I never understood the allure of opiates.
And I don't either. And
not that I haven't. Like, there was a summer where I did Percocet nonstop, but it was with a friend of mine who was really addicted to them. Like, we used to... he would steal, like, doctor's pads, like, straight-up fraud. Why do I say these things on air?
I don't know.
Like, there's
just don't mention his name.
He's dead. He overdosed on Percocets.
Oh, my God.
So I can mention him.
On perks?
Yeah. He was on, like, a crazy med. Like, he was doing a bunch of drugs, and I think he was on, like, antipsychotics by the end, too. And they just, like, they mixed poorly and stopped his heart. Wow. And I was just really upset because he was borrowing a game of mine at the time. I was like, I'm not going to see that, am I?
And you never got it back?
No.
What a dick.
That's what I was saying. Like... I know his family got all the sympathy, and it's like, where's mine?
Yeah, where's your game?
F-Zero on the GameCube. Wasn't free.
Ugh.
So
now I hate him.
No, there's an entire summer he stole a doctor's pad, and we just filled up... Well, I didn't do any of this, and I'm not saying that wink, wink. I actually didn't, because I never got the
purpose. He would fake scripts?
He faked scripts and found all these online pharmacies, and he had already had his license revoked for DUI, and so I would just drive him... to DHL, to UPS, to the post office. And I mean, he was getting bottles of 80 Percocets, like one or two of these a day. And would like, he was eating probably like 15 a day by the end.
O-M-G.
And that's how he'd pay me. Because I, of course, am Captain Safety. He's like, you've been driving me a lot. You want to pop some perks and drive some more? Sure.
How old were you when this was going on?
22.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know, so I knew better.
I was young. I was stupid.
Yeah, so I was just popping perks and driving around. And then we just played a lot of Mario Kart on the GameCube.
Well, who wouldn't?
When you're high, it's even better.
I was always Toad.
Were you?
Yeah. He was good at the turns.
I think I was a Donkey Kong guy, if I remember correctly. And you can't go wrong with Mario. I know he's a little vanilla, but yeah, but he loved opiates, like to the point he grew opium on the side of his house, his parents' house, and they just were kind of like, well, sure. And we one time he chopped it up and made tea out of it, and we just walked around with a water bottle full of opium tea.
Wow.
And got really screwed up.
I feel like it's so... You said his parents, you know, were like, whatever, oh, he's growing opium. It's so sad when someone gets to that point in their addiction where their parents just don't give an ass anymore.
It was sad in general, man. Like,
yeah.
You want to hear something really sad? Like, his old man one time called me to do a lock job for him. I'm a locksmith. I'll never mention my company name on air. God knows I don't need that tracked back to me.
I do know that you're a locksmith.
My day job, yeah, I'm a locksmith. Well, I was saying that for the listener's benefit.
Ah.
And he called me for a lock job, and this was back when I was 22, and of course I just didn't get back to him for 2 days.
Right.
And he got someone else in the meantime. And like 2 days after my buddy died, and I didn't know he had died, he just called me randomly and was like, hey, John, how are you doing? I'm like, hey, Mr. X, how are you? Why are you calling?
Yeah.
And he just, like, I think wanted to, like, hear the voice of someone who had been with his kid sexually. What? And, you know, he just wanted to hear youthful kid guy voice because his kid was dead, like, you know, 48 hours prior. And he didn't mention any of that. He was just like, okay, I'll talk to you later. And I never heard from him again. And I learned, you know, months later, the dude had died. Just too many pills. But this Harris character perished. Yeah, you know, no signs of a struggle, just in his chair in his apartment. I'm sure it was a lovely apartment. Rich as hell, I'm guessing.
But don't you think, like, someone like that, of that caliber, I mean, to me, like, that sort of fame is, like, ideal. You're not Brad Pitt, you're not Angelina Jolie, but you're under the radar.
It's the best kind of fame.
The best kind of fame.
Because he could walk out, maybe in L.A., where people were just, you know, every woman knows whose penis to put in their mouth to get ahead in the game. Like, they've, you know, they've got, like, a Facebook page dedicated to that. It's kind of like wanted posters in the old-timey West. complete with reward. Reward, bit part, on Parks
Want
and
it.
Rec.
Yeah. Dead or alive. Wah, wah. Because he's dead.
Yeah. So dead. yeah, but outside of L.A. and New York, no one's going to know who this guy is. He could just walk around completely...
That's what I'm saying.
...uninterrupted.
L.A., New York, people know who you are, but
yeah,
like...
but you can go into places where people know you, like a comedy club, and you'll just be a god. And it's great, because it's like, how many women... Because for a guy, fame boils down to just how much money can I get and how many, like, attractive women will sleep with me for nothing. Like, that I can be a dong to.
Right.
Like, Axl Rose in his heyday, because it all boils back to Axl.
Yeah.
He could have just, like, not showered for 2 weeks and lifted up, again, the kilt and just had ball cheese, like, caked on his sack. Like, you know, like the legs of a bee when they get really fat and covered in pollen and they're just these yellow balls. Like, that could have been his ball cheese. Just smeared. Like, you could have taken a butter knife to it.
Looks like there's mayo down there.
Yeah, exactly. Like that weird yellow mayo that they put at my banh mi.
Yeah,
Vietnamese restaurant.
That they put on, yeah.
It could have just been that. And women would have knocked each other's tits off to get to that sweet, sweet dick.
That sweet, sweet bee.
Sweet, yeah. That sweet shaft and the head, everything.
But Axel and this guy Harris are two completely different demons, you know?
Harris,
but still,
within his world, probably had that level of appeal. It just,
absolutely.
It would have been like nerdy girls with, like, big, thick Rivers Cuomo black laser glasses on. And they would have had their, you know, Zelda t-shirts and, like, little one-up tattoos.
Yeah.
But these girls fought for that dick, I bet.
I bet.
And he's just, like, all junked out like Chris Tucker at the end of Dead Presidents. Watching that black and white Soul Train just dead in his chair.
Oh, I bet he was, like, shooting it up. I bet he was snorting it. I bet he was, like, smoking it.
He probably, like, he talked about getting clean, apparently, on podcasts and stuff like that. It was, I know enough about really hard drugs where it's like you go clean for 2 months and then you're like, okay, I'm relapsing. And you go back and you're like, well, I used to shoot X amount back at my worst, so let's shoot X amount.
And you can't do that
after.
Your
body's completely unaccustomed to it. Yeah. Your body's like, oh, we were living clean and now you flooded me with heroin.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
And after 2 months of being clean, you can't do that.
Like, that's why I thank God that I've never been addicted to anything outside of, like, food and pornography.
Right.
Because it's like, what, I take a 3-week break from porn and I shoot in 3 minutes when I finally relapse. And we all have a great laugh about it. Or I eat carbs for the first time in 2 weeks and then I eat the entire pizza. No one dies. I mean, I hate myself and I just pinch my tits and scream in a mirror. But no one dies. Thank God I never got into just hard, hard stuff like that.
Well, it's all scary. Any kind of addiction, you know. I'm learning about all that right now.
That you are. We'll keep it off the air, kid.
Yeah, no, absolutely. But, you know, I learn about stuff like that, and it's just all, like, it's all scary. You can be addicted to, like, anything.
Oh, that's what people don't get. In this country, it's like, if you're not addicted to the needle or the bottle, it's a joke.
Right.
And people don't understand how much falls under the umbrella of addiction.
But I didn't realize, like, not that I am one, but, like, sexual addiction. I didn't realize that that was, like, a real thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was, like, a joke.
Yeah, because everyone's like, oh, this guy sleeps compulsively with beautiful women because he can.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I'm like, oh, well, that guy's hot, so he's, like, going out and, like, banging a bunch of chicks.
Well, first of all, it's like sex addiction, the whack in it falls under that umbrella. It's
you
like,
think?
Yeah, well, every time I bring it up with a girl, they're like, no, it doesn't. And I'm like,
because I feel like every guy does that.
But I think when you're using, it's the same way most people drink and they can handle it in a proper manner, but some can't.
Right.
It's the same thing with me and, you know.
Right, right.
Like,
or eating or anything.
Starting the lawnmower, as we'll call it. It's like a lot of people just do it because they're actually really worked up. And me, I'm just like, oh, I'm bored or I don't want to feel what I'm feeling right now. And so I'm going to use an orgasm and this compulsive looking at porn to mask what I feel like to not deal with my problems. And then when I'm done and I enter that zen-like state for 5 minutes, I'll forget I had a problem.
Why can't we be addicted to like working out and eating healthy?
Because we're bad people being punished for our sins.
Because we're just horrible human beings.
Yeah, we were just made poorly, and we deserve all the bad things that happened to us. I learned that one time in 12-step.
We were like the toys, like at Santa's factory, that he was like,
Yeah, Island of Misfit toys.
Yeah. He was like, I mean, you kind of made that well, Elf.
Yeah.
We'll send it out.
Remember that one time? Remember that one time you pulled the dog's tail at age 6? That's why all this is happening.
Oh, sigh.
So we deserve it. We deserve it all.
Well, my heart goes out to Harris's family.
I wanted to get into was so many people, this cavalcade of celebs, were like, it's so tragic that he died. Just an outpouring of support. And I don't think anyone is going to argue that it isn't sad when someone dies at age 30. It really is. Anyone goes before their time. And unless they had like plastic taped to their chest or like screaming Allahu Akbar as they entered a synagogue, like it's bad when people die young.
Absolutely.
Wait, that came off like I was condoning blowing up a synagogue with plastic. No, I'm saying it's good when terrorists die.
I agree
Don't
with you.
Don't blow up synagogues. The Jews give us so much entertainment.
They really do.
It's like people talk about the Holocaust and how it set back science and stuff. And I'm like, do you know how badly it set back comedy? Like, we might have had HBO.
Do you know who we lost?
Yeah, it's like I could have had HBO Go in 96 if it weren't for the Holocaust. Like, they rule entertainment, and in a good way.
Oh, in a fabulous
way.
They
own it, and no one wants to take it from them.
No. I don't want to.
It's like the Amish.
That's yours.
It's like the Amish and their pastries. You're like, this is your thing, and you do a great job.
And their wicker furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just what they do. Everyone losing their minds about how sad it is. And again, he's talented. He was obviously gifted as hell if he achieved all this.
Yes, but
okay,
I mean,
he's gifted in some ways. The same way Lena Dunham.
No. I'm saying he's absolutely brilliant and he was funny, but tragic. I mean.
Well, and I'm not saying this because it was a loss via addiction. It could have been his death via anything. Here is my argument.
Yeah.
Is it not way less tragic when someone packs a titanic volume of achievement into their 30 years? I mean, what that guy did.
Yeah.
That is people in their 50s fight for production credits and to write for sitcoms and to appear on them. Think of Creed from Parks and Rec. He was just the dude from the grassroots, like a singer, a guitarist
Office.
Or something. Yeah, Creed on The Office. But he was part of that band, The Grassroots.
Yeah, he
and
was.
It's like after The Grassroots ended, he just like worked craft services or some crap.
Yeah.
And like had bit parts for 30 years and then like wound up as Creed on The Office for what, 8 episodes, realistically? You saw him?
I've seen every episode of that show. Yeah, I love Creed. Creed Bratton.
Yeah. That life is, compared to Harris's, is pathetic. Mm. Don't you? I mean, and he achieved a lot. What I'm saying is this was a guy who's a rock star.
Yeah.
And then got this second act in life. And this Harris Whittle guy wouldn't have taken the time to piss on this guy's life.
Right.
That's how much better his existence was. Isn't not like more tragic when you got a guy like my friend who overdosed and died and like no one will ever know who this guy was. He was a smart enough character, but he was just a suburban kid that got into heroin and died with no recognition. No one's mourning him on a podcast.
Right.
Sarah Silverman isn't tweeting about how much she wishes she could turn back time.
Oh, God.
I almost said that as Cher, but I didn't.
Shut up, Silverman.
Thank you. She's like, I'm so mad at you, Harris. I wish I could do what Superman did and turn the world back and save you. That's why she got multiple tweets. It wasn't even like a one-tweet Amy Poehler special where she's like, sorry you died, kid. I think it was a little more heartfelt than that, but it was to that effect. Sarah Silverman gave him multiple tweets. And it's like, if we're all going to die, this dude lived it high on the hog, man. Yeah, he had addiction problems the whole time, but like, to me, it's achievement. I'm sorry, that's how I measure my life. That's why when people are like, you have a good life, John. And it's like, I guess I do. I don't have ball cancer that I know of. I make an okay living. I have a decent artistic outlet, but I measure my life in achievement. And it's like, have I really achieved anything? When you look at this guy as the waterline, you know, like I wrote shows. I was on huge podcasts that got me tons of fans because I was funny there. I was I have production credits. I appeared on this show as a recurring character, even if it was a bit part. Those are achievements, and I haven't tasted that. And the guy had 3 fewer years than me. It's going to be 4 fewer as of tomorrow.
As of midnight.
I can't feel bad for this dude. Like, this is going to sound sad. If someone was like, John, would you switch places with that guy, even though he's now pushing up daisies? Sure. What the hell?
No, you wouldn't.
We're all... The only way...
You would not.
The only way...
I disagree with that.
Okay, the only way I wouldn't switch with him, because I'm holding out hope that by the time I'm like 70, they know how to put our brains on hard drives. And we'll live forever. And then I'll just be John the Flash Drive. And you'll plug me in and I'll do a show that will still have 5 listeners.
I mean, I think it's I think it's tragic because he was young. You know, it's always hard to lose someone at a young age. Especially, I don't know if this makes sense or not, but...
No.
No, it doesn't at all. You're an idiot. Your 20s is kind of like you're partying, you're having a great time. 30s, I feel like, is when you're supposed to start to like figure it out almost and like settle down.
Yeah, that's why I'm hellishly envious of anyone who had it figured out at 22.
Right. And that's why it's tragic to me, because this guy had it figured out at 22. He had his whole life ahead of him and he decided to basically throw it away with heroin. which is sad.
I don't view it as a decision. To me, it's an addiction thing.
Like, it is an addiction. It's a disease.
Yeah.
It's absolutely a disease. But he didn't seek help. He didn't, like...
No, I think he was in and out of rehab.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, right. You said that.
You really sound like a dumb, heartless bitch. Both dumb and heartless.
Me?
And bitch. No, I'm kidding.
He really does love me, guys. I swear.
I do. This is how I show love. I'm just like, but when I call you the C-bomb, I say it sweetly.
He says it nice, and he's smiling the whole time.
Yeah, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
I would be like the happy guard at the concentration
camp. His nose
camp.
Is bleeding. He's drooling right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm jealous of this dude's life.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get you.
But okay.
It's just tragic because he's dead at 30, you know? He had a lot more to do. That's what's tragic.
But again, is it more tragic that this guy who had all this going but had already achieved so much died versus some guy who never figured it out? Some guy who dies in his 20s when he's just sorting it out. And he's just the kid who partied a little too hard one night and pulled a Bon Scott and choked on his puke.
Right.
Like, is that not more tragic? The guy who never got a shot.
Right.
He could have been a contender. He could have been someone.
I could have been a contender.
And instead, it's like that guy dying versus Mike Tyson,
right,
who gets the belt at age 20 while he's got a raging case of syphilis.
Was he 20?
He was
when he
20.
Got the belt?
He's to this day the youngest heavyweight,
wow,
of all time. When he took out, if I remember, Trevor Burbick, who was killed violently in Jamaica or one of those toilet countries, like via machete, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Did you just call Jamaica a toilet country?
Yeah. I view Jamaica as my cat's litter box. Sand and brown things. Why did it know? What?
How are your cats? Did you really want to bring them up? No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm just disgusted. Why am I? I'm making like horribly, really racist jokes on air. Like,
I think I bring it out of you.
You do. Like, I usually
is
do
it because I'm super Aryan looking?
Wink, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to impress you. Like, I want to be like, hey, I'm on your side. I know I look like a Jew, but I'm one of you. I don't have my foreskin, but it's because I'm American, not because I'm that. I feel very bad. I don't normally liken black people to cat turds. I'm not a bigoted fourth grader anymore.
I've been told that I bring it out of people.
You
and it's
do.
Just because of the way I look.
Yes.
I would have been fine in Nazi-occupied Poland.
Yeah, you would have been like the queen.
Yeah. Just as long as they didn't find out I was Irish and Catholic, then I would have been cool.
No, you would have looked like that Persian king from 300. You would have been carried around on a litter.
I do have the same name as Hitler's girlfriend, so.
Eva.
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 Eva Braun.
Eva. Throw another Juden on the fire. I'm getting cold. Oh, this is a bad show. Not like it worked
in
the end. No, I just, we said, it's so rare I say things I'm really like ashamed about.
I don't think you are.
I mean, I'm not. They were said in the name of humor, but this one could keep me from getting a job. Not that I'll ever get a comedy job. I'm just going to live in Chantilly and then die. But,
and I shall mourn your death.
Thank you.
I'll throw your ashes in the Brookfield Creek.
That would, oh no. God, now it's getting real. Now you took it to a real place.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went too far?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit. It's okay. It's okay, I'll walk it off.
Just walk it off.
Well, I think we can go. Yeah. It's, I think we can leave. We did an
You're
hour
like, with
change.
That joke, I'm done.
Yeah.
The Brookfield Creek really put you over the edge?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
We're actually at like the 90-minute mark, and I have to remember to bleep out chink that we said earlier.
I did not say that word. You did.
We said.
It is not a we, ladies and gents. It is a John.
Stop sucking up to Ed Fu. That was a joke for the two of us. And it worked. All right, let's play the outro music. That, by the way, is how you end completely inorganically.
Okay.
Like a train going into a ton of bricks.
Right.
Where you're just like, there's all the momentum in the world, and now it's over, and everyone's dead.
Well, thanks for letting me be here.
Hold on, we need to get the music going.
Excuse me?
There we go. another one from Gray Sky Eternal, my brother's former band. This one sounds a little bit like Stone Temple Pilots. So, you know, but that's good. I liked the STP. They were one of those modern
I like STP.
Hip bands yeah. that, as a metalhead, was still, like, passively okay to like.
I liked STP.
Because I remember, like, once I got into metal, I had to burn my Offspring and Green Day CDs.
How is Silly Willy?
Silly Willy is living with his chick.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We talked about that.
Yeah. And it's just, it's, that's what that is. That's what getting serious with a woman does. He never records anymore. He's not in a band anymore. I guess he has sex.
The whole world's
Hope in, it's worth it, buddy.
The whole world's in love.
Exactly. Half of Paris is making love to the other half. All right. Eva, thank you for joining me. Eva Crickson, do you have any social media crap that my five listeners can stalk you?
I do not.
All right. Next episode, you're going to have a Twitter.
Okay. I will need help to set up the tweeters.
And then you can see just how little pool I have when I give your handle like five times during the course of the show and you get one listener.
Okay.
Or one follower, rather. I'm John Papagiorgio. You will never want to follow me after hearing all this because the hardcore podcast people, I just crapped all over their god, Harris, for the last 20 minutes or so. But if you do want to do the Twitter thing, I'm at Papa's Basement. The show site, inpapasbasement.com, because the show's name is Papa's Basement. I'm trying to move it to Papa's Basement Show, but I think that ship has sailed, and I'm just stuck with Papa's Basement, as creepy as it sounds. Find us using the iTunes podcast app and subscribe to us and rate us. That's how we get any sort of traction. We don't really have any, but in theory, if it were to snowball, that's how it starts. That's the pebble at the top of the hill. I need you to help roll that pebble.
I shall.
All right. And Stitcher for the droid people, as I always like to say on the show, the droid users who have to be either immigrant / foreign or nerds or poor. But that's kind of the foreign thing, too. Those are the droid users. You can use Stitcher. And Stitcher functions much like the Apple podcast app. I guess that's it. It's been so much. It was action-packed. Just listen to me.
Full life.
Crackling with energy, like a live wire.
Right.
That's my nickname, actually.
Try and keep him down.
Try to keep who down?
You.
Oh, you're supposed to say live wire.
Live wire.
All right.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.